Welcome to today's SQL Server 2008 screencast as we take a look at Trusted Platform, specifically with the Declarative Management Framework, or DMF. Now, one of the most difficult tasks that administrators face in managing complex database environments is ensuring that all elements of the system conform to their company's established security and usage policy. Administrators need to constantly monitor the security surface area of the entire database server, along with permissions and settings for every database, table, user, role, and schema. Declarative Management Framework, or DMF, is a policy-based system for managing one or more instances of SQL Server 2008. To use the DMF, SQL Server policy administrators use the SQL Server Management Studio to create policies that manage entities on the server, such as the instance of SQL Server, databases, and other SQL Server objects. The DMF consists of three components: policy management, the policy administrators who create policies, and explicit administration. Administrators select one or more managed targets and explicitly check that the targets comply with a specific policy, or they explicitly force the targets to comply with a policy. In this demo, I'm opening up a database, and as you can see, we didn't have any tables created. So now I'm going to go and open up a query. And so as I bring up this file, I will actually have two queries that we can use to test our policy in our first demo as we take a look at the Declarative Management Framework. So here, I'm going to highlight query one, and I'm going to press F5 to run it. But as I do that, let me go ahead and pin out the Solution Explorer so we can see the results. So let me hit F5 to run. And on this first one, we're actually going to violate the DMF policy that is in place to create a table. And so we're going to get an error message that we are indeed out of policy. The second query is actually going to create a table with the name of Good Schema, Good Table. And as you can see, it did complete successfully. And as I refresh, we can indeed see the table is there. When we right-click on the new table to inspect it, we do have a new menu option. As you can see here, we go into our policies. Now, each object in SQL Server 2008 now has this new option to help manage the policies that are associated with it. So as we view this policy, notice that there's just one policy active. And as I click Run here, we're actually going to be able to run the policy. We get a table that actually shows us the results. The green check marks show us that it does indeed pass the policy check and there's no issues we need to be concerned with. So where do these new policies live in the Management Studio? Well, let's tree into the Management node. Notice that there's a new folder called Policy Management. As I drill into the policies, we can see that there is a table naming policy that actually affected the DMF demo database. We have just seen an example that shows us how policies can be used to monitor the name of an entity on a server. So let's take another look at a different example where we're going to actively monitor the attributes of an entity. So I'm going to click on the database auto settings policy, and that's configured to monitor four attributes for our database. Looking at the conditions, we can see what those four conditions are. So as I tree in, I'm going to click edit, and we can look at our auto close, auto shrink, auto update statistics, auto create statistics, and notice the different values of false, false, true, and true. So we're going to go out and create a database. So let me close this out and we're going to go back up to our database node. And let's create a new test database. So I'm going to right click, select new database, and we'll call this just policy test. And we're basically just adding a new database to our SQL Server. Once the database is added, I can actually go into the properties of the database. So right click, select the properties, and then I'm going to tree into the options. And let's actually make some changes to those policies that we had in place. So the first one I'm going to do is change my auto shrink from false to true. And I'm also going to change my auto update statistics from true to false. And I'll select OK. And then let's just go ahead and do a refresh on the database node. And notice that when we refresh the Object Explorer, that our database is still listed, but it's going to be flagged with a little red X. So as we tree into our policy test database, we see that it is not in compliance with one or more policies. We can actually go in. Remember, as we right-click, we have the policy. We can select View to manage our policies on our objects. And we see that it is indeed not a green check, but a red X. I can click on my history and actually tree in and see some of the things that have been happening. Actually can go over to the details pane as well. And I have a link to get some more information. So let me select that before I select close. And we can actually see that we do have the auto shrink and the auto update actually out of policy. So let me click close. And this time I'm going to hit run. As I hit run, again, instead of getting the green check marks, we see that we are not compliant. Again, I can view the details and see that we are indeed out of compliancy. Now, also, while we were in there, well, let me go back in. We do have the ability to actually click configure, and it will actually make the changes for us. And you can see that we did go back to the green check marks. So I'm going to go back into my history, and we can see that we've actually made the changes by running the configuration policy. So now let me go ahead and refresh again, and hopefully our red X does disappear, because as you can see, we are now compliant. Now that we've seen how a couple of existing policies work, it's time for us to create a new policy from scratch. Before we do that, however, let's take a quick detour and look in a little bit more detail at the facets we discussed earlier. So again, I'm going down into the management and into policy management, and I'm at my facets, and here is the database facet. So some of the different things that we can set as we go to create our policies. Now, the surface area facet is interesting because it contains a collection of attributes related to the overall security of this SQL Server instance. So this could make auditing the security of the entire system much easier by monitoring the server's compliance with an established security policy. If we go back and look at the policy options for our DMF demo database, we can see that as we view the properties of each facet that apply to this object, we can even create a new policy based on this facet. Currently, policies can be exported as XML, but soon support will be added for exporting SML markup, which will be fully compatible with the Microsoft System Center products. So let's go ahead and create a new policy. This policy is going to contain a new condition for the application role facet. And it's basically, as we go to create this new policy, again, I'm back down into my policy management. I'm going to right-click my policies, tell it new policy. And what we want to do is we're going to create an application role. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a policy that says that the application role must begin with AR underscore. So I'm going to give it a name here of application role for our app role here. And then once I have the name, I need to actually fill in the different piece of information. So let's go with field like. So our name for field and the operator is like, and then the value. And again, it has to be an AR. So we're going to do AR underscore, and then we'll put the percent sign in for the wildcard value. So I'll go ahead and click OK. We do need to enable this. So we're going to enforce it on our execution mode by clicking the radio button. We need to apply it to the server database and then enable it. Now that our new policy has been created, we're going to perform a quick test. So I'm going to right-click on the app roles policy and just test the policy. Make sure I didn't fat key it or have an issue. We do get the green check. So we should be good to go with this policy. So let's go and test this policy out as we try and create a new application role for, again, our DMF demo database. So I'm going to tree into my DMF demo, and we're going to go into our security and application role. And I'm going to right click and give it a new application role. So let's try first with, let's just call it bad. So we're going to make it bad role. And then we're just going to run it with the default schema. Do need to give it some credentials here. So let me type in my password. And we do need to confirm it. And then I'll try and click OK. And we should get an error message. Again, see, we do have an error because it's not compliant with that policy. It has to have the AR. So let me actually go and change the name. So let's do, well, we know we have to have AR underscore. And let's just go ahead and call it good role. And this time, again, notice the AR. We'll click OK. And you can see that we did successfully create the AR good role. Well, that wraps up today's screencast on Declarative Management Framework in SQL Server 2008. Thanks for joining, and look forward to seeing you in another screencast on SQL Server 2008.